Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Maseches Brachas Daf Yud Dalet. So the bottom of Daf Yud Gimel, we have the sugya about interruptions for the Shema, either greeting someone, responding to a greeting. Here in Daf Yud Dalet, the Gemara concludes that the same halachas of interruptions do not apply to the reciting of Hallel or the Megillah, since they're only the Rabban, they're only Rabbinic. So the halachas of interruptions do not apply to Hallel or Megillah because they are the Rabbanan. Secondly, the minhag in Eretz Yisrael was to abbreviate the third parsha of Shema and only recite Dabrel b'nei Yisrael, speak to b'nei Yisrael, v'amart alehem, say to them, Ani Hashem elkechem emes, I am Hashem, your God, it's true. So the two topics so far, the halachas of interruptions do not apply to Hallel Megillah, and the minhag in Eretz Yisrael to abbreviate the third parsha of the Shema. Thirdly, we have Rav Shimon bar Yochai offers an explanation for this order of the parshas of the Shema, in addition to what we learned about Rav Yeshua Makarcha's reason in the Mishnah, in terms of being Makaba O Malch HaShemayim, accepting the yoke of heaven. Rav Shimon bar Yochai's pshat is that in Shema, that first parsha, it includes in the paragraph the mitzvahs of learning Torah, teaching Torah, and doing mitzvahs, whereas the second parsha, Vayayim Shemoa, only includes in the paragraph the mitzvahs of to teach and to do mitzvahs, whereas in the third parsha, Vayomer, it only includes in the paragraph the mitzvah of to do mitzvahs. So once again, the topics we have in Daf Yud Dalet are the halachas of interruptions do not apply to Hallel Megillah since they're derabbanan. Secondly, the minhag in Eretz Yisrael was to abbreviate the third parsha Shema and only recite Dabrel b'nei Yisrael v'amart alehem Hashem elkechem emes, Hashem is true, and then they would say a small parsha mentioning Yitzias Yisrael. And thirdly, Rav Shimon bar Yochai offers an additional explanation to what we learned in the Mishnah in terms of the order of the Shema, that Shema includes to learn, to teach, and to do mitzvahs. Vayim Shema is only to teach and to do, and Vayomer only mentions the doing of mitzvahs. So now we go to the siman. So the siman for Daf Yud Dalet is a hand, a yad. So today's siman is you have this kiyo davening Hallel, and it's interrupted by an Israeli greeting them and shaking all their hands. He's going around shaking all their hands because he had already said his abbreviated Shema and now was eager to learn, teach, and do. So once again, in slow motion, you have this kihila davening Hallel was interrupted by an Israeli greeting them and shaking all their hands. So you have the first issue that the halachas of interruptions do not apply to reciting Hallel or the Megillah, since they're only Rabbanan, only Rabbinic. And they're interrupted by an Israeli greeting them and shaking all their hands because he had already said his abbreviated Shema. Because in Eretz Yisrael, they said an abbreviated Shema. And now is eager to learn, teach, and do, which is the order of the parshas taught to us by Rav Shimon bar Yochai. All right, so now it's time for our four blot back. Chazor beginning Daf Yud. This one Daf Yud is a Yid. So we learn from the five times the David HaMelech stated Barchi Nafshi that the Neshama is comparable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in five different ways. Secondly, a person should never give up hope no matter how dire their situation is. You should never give up hope, even with swords on your neck. And thirdly, one should not eat before he davens. This is learned from Lo Sochel of Adam. You may not eat upon the blood, which teaches you may not eat in the morning before you daven upon your blood, before davening for your well-being. So then we go to Daf Yud-Alv. The Simon for Yud-Alv are the stars. So we have the Gemara's analysis of the Malchokas regarding how Kriya Shema must be recited. According to Beis Shammai, Kriya Shema at night must be recited lying down, and in the morning standing up. According to Beis Hillel, Shema can be recited in any position. Then we have the issue of the number of brachas for Kriya Shema, three in the morning, four in the evening. And in Birchas Torah, we learn that since the Gemara lists the three different versions of Birchas Torah, we recite them all before we begin to learn. So then we go to Daf Yud Beis. The Simon for Yud Beis are 12 brothers. We learn that Chazal wanted to establish the practice of reading the Seres Adibris before reciting Kriya Shema in the morning outside the Beis HaMikdash, just like it's done in the Beis HaMikdash, but it soon abolished it because of Tarumas HaMinim, concerned that the heretics would convince the ignorant that only the Seres Adibris come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the rest of the Torah is false. Secondly, Chazal wanted to include Parshas Balk in Kriya Shema because it includes a reference to lying down and getting up, but they didn't do so because it would have been Tircha de Tzibura, a burden upon the Tzibura, the congregation. And thirdly, we have five different reasons why Parshat Tzitzis was included in the Shema. And then we go to Daf Yud Gimel, the Simon is a Bar Mitzvah boy. We have three topics. Bar Kapara taught that one who calls Avraham by the name Avram transgresses a Mitzvah Aseh, a positive commandment, whereas Rabbi Eliezer says he transgresses a Mitzvah Los Aseh, a negative commandment. Second, we have the various opinions regarding how much of Kriya Shema requires Kavana. Is it the first Pasuk Shema, or the first three Psukim up to, and including all of Avecha? Is it the first Parsha, or the first two Parshios? And finally, anyone who prolongs the pronunciation of the word Echad in Shema will have his days and years prolonged, Arichas Yami Mishanim. Rechia taught, it's long enough if one is mentally able to acknowledge Hashem's Malchus, his kingship in heaven, earth, and over the four directions of the skies. And the Simon we have for that is a Bar Mitzvah boy opens up his new Siddur, embossed with the name Avraham, not Avram, and turns to the Shema, reciting with great kavana and prolonging the echad for over a minute. Terrific. So now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz. Question number one. Where do we learn out that one should not call Avraham by the name Avram? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Question number two. Where do we learn out that one should not eat before they daven Shacharis? That's on Daf Yud. Question number three. Where do we learn out that it's important to greet a king, even a non-Jewish king? That's on Daf Tess. Question number four. Where do we learn out that in Eretz Yisrael, the minhag was to have an abbreviated Shema and only say a small part of the third parsha? That's on Daf Yadalad. Question number five. Where do we learn out that the Kodesh Baruch Hu wears tefillin? That's on Daf Vav. Question number six. Where do we learn out that Chazal abolished the practice to recite Aseret Dibros before Kriyat Shema outside the Beis Hamikdash? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Question number seven. Where do we learn out that one should never give up hope? That's on Daf Yud. Question number eight. Where do we learn out that the halakhas of interruptions for Shema do not apply to Hallel and the Megillah because they're derabbanan? That's on Daf Yud Dalet. Question number nine. Where do we learn out that Chazal want to incorporate Parshas Balak into Kriyat Shema? That's on Daf Yud Beis. And question number 10, where do we learn out Gadol Shemush Shel Torah Yotzer Melamuda, serving a Talmid Chacham is greater than learning from him? That's on Daf Zion. Great, so that's it for today on Maseches Brachos, Daf Yud Dalet. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.